This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Seven after the hour on the DJV program. Actually, this is not the DJV program, but it will sound like it a bit this week because Michael Harrison, who's normally here from Talkers Magazine to go through the official story list and the people list and then our ancillary conversations, is wrapped up in his convention. The Talkers Convention is actually here where I am at Hofstra University on Long Island. So Michael is putting the pieces together to get that started. As a result, I invited John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast to join us with his thoughts about some of the things on the charts for this week. Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV program, as is Jennifer Horn. So this is a two-hour program, and we've been through a lot of the stories, so I think we'll go to the people list, ladies and gentlemen, and start at number 10 with Benjamin Netanyahu and the whole situation in Israel as to what the political future. Can you imagine, this is, I throw this open to everybody, can you imagine what our country would be like if we ran it like Israel runs its political reality?
It's not that it's poorly managed, it's just that it's got so many political parties. That's the difference,
right?
Is that we have primarily two parties, and they have
multiple
parties.
So what would it be like, though, Jennifer, if we had the, you know, the Libertarian Party that really was functional? Maybe we've got the Mafufsky Party. Who knows? Let's have a
and
dozen parties.
You can
parties.
Create them on a whim. That's the other thing, is that new parties are created in Israel all the time. So it's very confusing. A lot of elections, they have to create consensus.
But doesn't it enhance free thinking? In America, we don't have free thinking anymore. It's either you're right or you're left or you're wrong.
Free thinking or coups.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. Okay. It'll be interesting to see what happens next. Oh, go ahead, John.
Go ahead, John.
No, I was going to say, I think, Doug, if we had that many parties here in America, it would be like the World Wrestling Federation in a cage match.
Well, they've also had four elections in the last 2 years. I mean, we can't even, we're still talking about the one that we had last year. So,
right. And we're planning for the one we'll have next year to see who's going to win. Okay, the Republicans are going to win because the Democrats are screwing everything up. Yada, yada, yada. It's the same old stuff over and over. It becomes really tedious, I think, kind of, unless you're into the sport. And I'm not, as you can tell from my attitude.
But be grateful, because there are alternatives to having elections, and there are countries that probably none of us would like to live
China.
In.
China. So. Hello. Yep, yep, yep. Russia, Iran, all of our pals that really stand up against freedom. That's what is, remember when George Bush called them the axis of evil? The axis of evil right now is Russia, China, and Iran. And maybe a few others thrown in for good measure, but they're really the baddies. And their governments are all, although Iran's kind of, they tell you they were sort of representative, but who you vote for doesn't have anything to say because they all somehow or other have sworn allegiance to the Ayatollah, who's a lunatic. So, you know, what do you do under that circumstance? Okay. Some people think Netanyahu is a lunatic as well. I don't. I think he's pretty practical and very pragmatic, frankly. And also power crazed, but
everybody's leaving? He's leaving office, and he says that he's committed to a peaceful transition of power. But,
yeah, but
it's
he's
going to
be a member of the
for,
Knesset. He'll be in that building.
Well,
all
yeah,
the time.
And it's going to be interesting to see because many people that I've talked to that like study, and I'm always so curious. I think I told you guys I asked someone to explain the Israeli election system to me. We asked our friend Uri Geller to do it, and my friend can actually really explain it, and it makes sense. It just takes a little while. But he was saying that there's a possibility that Netanyahu comes back because this party that formed consensus, I guess, is kind of glued together on with bubble gum essentially. So there's a possibility he comes back. There's also going to be an interesting reaction from from our news media and then the progressive left in this country, because for a long time they've said, well, it's Netanyahu that's doing all of these things, standing up for Israel. But I think what a lot of people don't realize is that the Israelis are going to stand up against Palestine on behalf of Israel, even when they have parties that might indicate that they're more progressive thinkers, if that's what you want to call it. So it'll be interesting to see how the world reacts, too, now that Netanyahu isn't the stealing the oxygen from the room.
Right. Okay, speaking of stealing oxygen, number nine is Congresswoman Ilhan. Is that how you pronounce it? How do you pronounce her name?
Ilhan. Yeah.
Ilhan Omar. She, that bunch in the squad, so annoying me. I don't even want to talk about it. What's her deal, though, this week? Why are
she just equated America with the Taliban and Hamas. You know, right. Just okay. Basically status quo. And so 12 Democrats got together and said, we want to write you this formal letter to let you know that what you're saying is not right, it is not true, it is not helpful, and you need to back off.
Well, yeah, Pelosi said, was pissed, right?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, she keeps stepping in it. This Omar is
she's
like
the same as
for the
Green
country.
On the other side. The two of them, you talk about a wrestling match. Put the two of them into a cage.
I would say, yes, that they captured the headlines, but as far as being anti-American, Ilhan Omar, if we're talking about cage matches, wins that all day long, because she constantly comes out against the country, and she's representing us. So yeah. It's...
Well, it's not representing me.
Well, but the people who voted for her, that's going to be up to them.
I'm not saying she gets removed from office. But, you know, I'm not saying she gets removed from office, but it is questionable what those people think when they vote for her, the last couple of times. Because
recall.
She's clearly anti-Semitic, and she's unpatriotic.
All right. And by the way,
second.
She was around last year.
All right. So I'm putting my money on Green, though, because she's much heftier than Omar is as far as who's going to win in the cage. All right, listen to Victoria. She's all set to keep moving. Number eight, Pukin Putin, Bad Vlad, on the list of people from Talkers Magazine this week. So he and Joe Biden get together over the weekend, and you wonder how forceful Biden will be, how capable is he at putting Putin in his place? And
I don't think he has an issue with putting Putin in his place.
So how much attention has not been the criticism
on him in the past either.
The criticism has been that just a couple weeks ago he reduced sanctions on Russia and lined the pocket of Vladimir Putin. So I hope that he toughens up. I hope that he changes his stance over the last couple of weeks, because he's not doing our allies in the region any favors. He's certainly not helping Ukraine with that move. And that's pretty typical what the Obama administration did. They said tough things about Russia, yet they sent, instead of sending weapons and helping Ukraine with military force, instead they sent them like a bunch of blankets and some meals that could be prepared with water, the MREs, all that stuff. That's not helpful. We need to stand strong with our allies, and hopefully he will have that message for Putin.
John?
I totally agree. I think Biden will stand strong with the allies. He needs to. He knows the world spotlight is on him right now. And at the moment, Biden seems to have a fairly good hand that he can play. So I think he'll be strong. I think it'll come out okay.
Cybersecurity, especially, is going to be a big topic.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to be.
Because it's all these Russian hacking groups that have been responsible for the pipeline and now probably Cox Radio Group. I'm sure those are Russians behind them, too, behind that hack, I'm sure.
So imagine if somebody did that to what we do here, to how we produce our programs, distribution, et cetera. These radio stations are off the air. It's not just that they're off.
They must be working with the FBI, because they haven't said anything. And we found out, that the FBI had been working with Colonial Pipeline, and that's how they were able to retrieve most of
the
Bitcoin. So I have a feeling that maybe the reason they're silent is because they're actually working behind the scenes with cybersecurity agencies.
I hope so. Yeah. All right, John Harper, Victoria Keith, and Jennifer Horn here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 9:15.
The These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
All right, John Harper is here, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is running the convention here at Hofstra University. So we have John and Victoria with us for this hour. And if I were to spend a little less time on politics, I guess we could short shrift Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Joe Manchin, and Joe Biden. We'd have Tony Fauci left on the list. I think the Joe Manchin thing is worth mentioning this week. John, what do you think? In his attempt to sort of kind of control the Democratic Party, he's come out of nowhere. I didn't know much about the guy before. Did you?
I did not either, Doug. And he has come out in wanting to try and control the party. Looks like at the moment he may be controlling the
cards. He's doing a pretty good job of it.
Yep. It's all coming down to him.
Yeah. Yeah. It sure seems that way, yeah.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Victoria, where is he from? What state? I've forgotten what state.
West Virginia.
West Virginia. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's often in the headlines and has been for at least the last 5 or 6 years that I've, you know, kind of been following more closely. But he's always I'm blanking on her name. John, you probably know, from Maine. Is it Susan Collins?
Yes.
Right.
Republican.
Yeah, so the two of them are kind of known as the swing voters, and so yeah. Sometimes Susan will kind of swing to the left, and Joe swings to the right more often than not. And so, yeah, he's in a very interesting position right now. This is definitely the highest profile position he's ever been in.
Yeah, he's having some impact for sure. Up next, our focus on Dr. Tony Fauci and where he and all of that stuff surrounding him is at 21 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show without Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. This week, we've had Jennifer's input. Victoria Keelan here from the DJV program. John Harper from WMEL down the Space Coast. I said we'd talk about Dr. Fauci next. There's lots to say about him. And not much of it anymore is any good. So, Victoria, you want to lead off with what seems to have befallen Dr. Fauci this week in terms of credibility or the lack thereof, controversy?
Well, I don't think you can take away his entire career. I mean, I think that that's an overstatement.
That's not fair.
Yeah, and he has not resigned.
Did I say that?
I think that it's very easy. You know, I don't know. I just feel like the attacks.
It's easy to jump on the bandwagon.
And it's become a talking point on the right. It's just everything. Blame everything on him. It's just, you know, the 3,500
emails. But he has done
emails,
some things. I know, but he has.
There are
done
some things,
things that
I agree. There are things that there are things that require clarification. And so I hope that he is given a platform to clarify. I hope that. A lot of the stuff with the emails, it's like the Hillary emails all over again. It's like, this is Fauci's emails are the new emails. It's like, we can't get away from this. You know, and in the emails, it showed that he, at the time, which obviously something changed, but at the time during these emails, he was reluctant to kind of become the face of, you know, of the COVID task force. That obviously changed because, you know, he shows up the opening of an envelope at this point. So I'm not sure, you know, in the beginning he was kind of, you know, a little hesitant. But, you know, there's questions about funding to that lab in Wuhan that really needs solid answers and that's for everybody. That's not for people in left, right. That's for everyone. Everyone needs to know what really went down. We need full transparency. We're never going to get the Chinese to ever admit that anything other than bats which is so ludicrous at this point. I think everyone can agree on that. But, you know, people weren't eating bats and they weren't being bitten by bats. That's not how this virus spread. So there are a lot of questions that need to be answered, and he's had a very long career. He's 80 years old. A lot of people are pushing for him to retire. You know, I don't really
How
like
do you think he became
I don't
the
like
leader?
Saying that because yeah. that's I think that's ageist. So
it
and
is.
I know Doug,
Thank
you don't like that at all.
I don't like that at all. No.
Yeah.
I don't either.
This is John.
Right.
Yeah. Right. With good reason for on all of our parts. But, you know, let's talk about leadership and what it takes to be a good leader. And maybe that applies to Fauci. Maybe it applies to Biden. Maybe it applies to Manchin. I mean, all the people on the people list consider themselves leaders. But, you know, what does it take to be? Has Fauci over the years been a good leader? He survived. He's been there a long time. Does that mean he was a good leader? And I guess that's, you know, kind of the definition of what a good leader.
I mean, let's be honest, whoever had heard of him before this, right? I mean, during the AIDS crisis.
A year ago, we couldn't pronounce his name correctly.
Right.
You know, and he was just Dr. Tony to everybody. But at the same time, guys, I think he has presented over the past year a clear plan of action. And you said, Doug, what is a leader made of? And that's someone who can present a plan that people can buy into, understand clearly. There have been bumps in this COVID road. But at the same time, I think maybe Dr. Tony was the right person at the right time, because when you look at some of the other people that were on his team, I think they were very weak.
Yeah.
Well, and that then it fell to him to be the leader.
It did.
And he,
because
people
Trump didn't want to talk
him.
About it. Trump admitted that he downplayed the numbers. He admitted he didn't want to really talk about it because he was too afraid of what it would do to his economy. So, you know, we had to have somebody be the face and voice of reason, and it was not coming from the White House.
Well, now is it still the question, who's the voice of reason now as this thing continues to play out? Good question. We can continue to talk about this on the other side of our bottom of the hour break here. It's 28 after the hour.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right, Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because
you're... No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A group of Democrat House members released a statement criticizing Congresswoman Ilhan Omar for equating the United States and Israel to Hamas and the Taliban. Not to mention a long list of anti-American rhetoric. Representative Lee Zeldin, the Republican from New York on Fox News, says Omar must pay a price for her out-of-touch comments.
This has nothing to do with religion, ethnicity, race, gender, political party. This has to do with her as a member of Congress putting out all this anti-American propaganda. There should be a very heavy political price to be paid.
Johnson & Johnson said Thursday that the FDA extended the expiration date on millions of doses of its COVID-19 vaccine by 6 weeks. The review concluded the shots remain safe and effective for at least 4.5 months. In February, the FDA originally authorized J&J's vaccine for up to 3 months when stored at normal refrigeration levels. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1944. 5 days after the D-Day landing, the five Allied landing groups, made up of some 330,000 troops, link up in Normandy to form a single solid front across northwestern France. It was the beginning of the end for Nazi Germany. Flash, 1967. The Six-Day War between Israel and its Arab neighbors ends with the United Nations brokered ceasefire. The outnumbered Israeli defense forces achieved a swift victory in the brief war. Flash, 1776. The Continental Congress selects Thomas Jefferson of Virginia, John Adams of Massachusetts, Benjamin Franklin of Pennsylvania, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, and Robert R. Livingston of New York to draft a Declaration of Independence. Flash, 1979.
Nobody's ever seen him be a bully or do one mean, petty, cheap act. His rugged but open tenderness captures every man, woman, and child who talks to him. His courage in the face of potential disaster exceeds that of any hero he's ever portrayed. I think a crusty, leather-faced old news vendor put it best when he yelled, "Duke Wayne loses his stomach, but not his guts." It's all very simple. To the residents of Hollywood, Duke Wayne is ours. We know him, we love him, and we're praying he'll be around for many more years. In Hollywood, this is Tony Hope.
John Wayne, an iconic American film actor famous for starring in countless westerns, dies at the age of 72 after battling cancer for more than a decade. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Four after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a part of the DJV program, our connection to Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, the stories, and the people both at DJVShow.com and at Talkers.com. This week, the Talkers Convention here at Hofstra University. That's where I'm doing my part of the program from. What great studios, facilities, great people, a lot of help. I feel blessed to be here. It's nice to be around the kids who are the future of radio. You know how that works? The old guys like us, John, pretty soon they're going to be putting us on a boat, putting us out to sea. Somebody, you know that guy that cuts holes in boats and puts it back together again with that plastic stuff? And somebody will forget to put the plastic stuff on our boat, and it'll sink. In the meantime...
Paul Harvey used to say, hang up the microphone, right? Pack the microphone away.
Yeah. All right, so... let's get to the whole business. Every week seems to be a part of the conversation, the police and reorganizing, the infrastructure, not just infrastructure, the buildings and the roads and stuff, but I believe that the police, school departments, Department of Public Utilities, and every community and around the country is part of the infrastructure. So when this dramatic video shows up, which sort of rehashes what happened in Arkansas last year, the state trooper runs a woman off the road who's pregnant, and the outrage that surrounds it. Some of it is manufactured outrage that comes from the news media, but when most people look at this and they say,
"I don't know," when you watch this video, I don't know anybody who wouldn't be outraged. Well, you know,
in terms of how that stuff sometimes plays out, but in this particular instance, it is so outrageous. Does this guy even have? First of all,
he's still working.
He never should have been.
So let's just tell the story really quick. So a girl named Nicole Harper, was driving. She was doing 84 in a 70. And so she got pulled. So a cop clocked her. She got he had his dash cam on the whole time, which is why this has gone viral. And so as soon as he puts his lights on, she immediately puts her right turn signal on and moves over to the right lane, slows down dramatically. This is all on video. It's very clear. So she slows down dramatically. Then she puts her hazard lights on, and she's kind of coasting along in the right lane. But the shoulder is very narrow on this three-lane highway that she's on. So I guess it wasn't enough. I guess she didn't pull over fast enough for him. It was 127 seconds it was clocked at. And so he goes up and bumps her car, which I guess is like a police maneuver. He bumps the tail of her car, causing it to start to spin around. It spins around, it crosses three lanes, which is incredibly dangerous because other cars were there too. So she crosses three lanes and flips over and is left hanging upside down, pregnant, in this car. The cop goes up to her and basically just says, "Why didn't you stop?" And she goes, "Because I didn't think it was safe. I was looking for the exit," which was less than a mile away from where he flipped her over. And so, and he's arguing with her, "All you had to do was slow down and stop." And she said, "I did slow down. I thought I was doing all the right things. I was waiting for a safe exit." And so now it's a big lawsuit. And, luckily the baby was okay. But to watch what this guy did, no regard for her life. He didn't know who was in the car. And she said, "What if my other toddler was in the car? The kid could have been killed." It was so irresponsible, and watching it made me furious, to be honest. It was just infuriating.
All right, John, what's your take on it?
Well, I think everybody in the country that has seen this video has that same feeling as well. And I think the woman did everything that she was supposed to do, and thinking that the police were going to cooperate with her as well as she was trying to do with them, and how this got so out of control, how the police, in so many examples across the country that we have seen over the past couple of years, how they can do the irresponsible things to citizens is beyond me, and that's why we've had such cases in the news that have dramatically changed, I think, the way we respond to police, the way police are responding to citizens, and changing relations, race relations, black, white, whatever. It's truly amazing, and I don't know where this stops. It's just out of control. Just when you think you've seen enough, then along comes a video like
more.
This one.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, there are so many things he could have done. He could have just ridden right next to her. She was not trying to flee. She wasn't trying to get away from him. There were so many other things he could have done. And it just, he endangered her life, the life of her baby.
And the
other people on the road. Oh, he had no repercussions. He was never put on administrative leave. He was not fined. There was nothing. And that's infuriating.
Hard to believe.
Outrage in this circumstance. Sometimes we have false outrage, and I don't mean that necessarily just here, but we have tended to go down the road of false outrage. There's nothing false about this. It really is pretty outrageous. All right, speaking of that, John, you're in Florida at WMEL. There's the whole business of violence. We've gotten to accept it way more than we should. Three people are dead at a Florida supermarket. What's that story?
Well, that story, among so many others, Doug, that are coming out of here in the state of Florida. Again, truly amazing what's going on. Last weekend, or over Memorial Day weekend, We had that shooting in Miami at a birthday party in which several people were killed and many others were injured. We just had yesterday the Pulse nightclub in Orlando has been put up for a national historical site as a remembrance of what happened there 5 years ago when 50 people were killed there. And it just goes on and on here in the state of Florida and throughout the country. And I think in some respects, people are becoming numb to yes. to all of this shooting.
Yep.
And it's just,
yep.
you know, it's just another day. Here we go, another yep. person going postal or whatever.
Yep.
And it's getting old. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, a lot of this stuff is getting old. One of the things, let me go back to the economy here, which is number six on the story list this week. I don't know that there's a person attached to it on the people list, but I'm looking at the migration of people from city to the suburbs, suburbs to rural America. The trend is renting. When you move to the suburbs, many homes now, instead of being sold because the value is there, are being rented because a lot of people don't have the money for a down payment. Victoria, we talk about this all the time. My two children both live in rented houses in Los Angeles. They don't have the money for a down payment. So, and they're in their 40s. It's getting to the point where people, it used to be the old dream was to buy a house as quickly as you could and
yeah.
live in it. That's
yeah.
where your value.
My mom owned two different houses, and one was a rental property by the time she was like late 20s. So,
mm-hmm.
and it seemed like that was the boomer generation. You guys all had houses as soon as you were 23 years old.
I bought a house. I owned my first house at 23.
There you go. See, and that's
yeah.
it's crazy now because I don't know anybody in my group, my generation, who did that or was able to do that unless a parent bought a house for them.
John, how old were you when you owned your first house? How old were you when you owned your first house?
I was 25 and bought my first house in a suburb of Detroit, and my interest rate back in those days I think was 22%.
Whoa.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was the
yeah.
wow.
It was pretty crazy back then.
Do you believe that? You remember that,
year.
Doug? Yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. My first house the interest rate wasn't that high, but it certainly wasn't what we've seen here in the last 10, 12 years.
Well, the price of houses, too. You know, you hear, like, the house I grew up in, my grandparents bought it as a weekend, like a summer home, and they bought it for $75,000. It had 8 bedrooms. Like, it was amazing to me when back then everything was just so much cheaper. And now, you know, especially with the housing prices right now being so high, a friend of mine lives in a cute little suburban neighborhood right near where I am on the Jersey Shore. And the tiniest house that's on her block just sold for $950.
I had a meeting
with
yes. the Business Association in Framingham where I live. I'm a member of it. We had a meeting the other day, and one of the real estate people was talking about her. She was actually negotiating with a buyer on the phone. They had 4 buyers, and the house, I think, was on the market. It was $650. At that point, they were already up to $695 and still taking bids.
Yeah.
Wow. 45 grand over asking price, and they're still at it. So it's just,
yeah.
it is. It's kind of a nutty
it's
reality.
The problem, though, that is just where do you go? It's great
yeah.
if you can sell your house and make a huge profit, but as long as you have someplace else to
someplace
go.
Someplace to
because
go.
You don't,
yeah.
you don't want to buy in at this point, you know, because you're mm-hmm. not going to really make a profit that way. So, yeah, it's tough.
44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren.
I'm essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry. Our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go
at Finley Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late.
Hey, Dylan, can you... Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, a couple more minutes here of our Talk Radio Countdown show. Thanks to Victoria Keelan and John Harper being here with me and earlier on Jennifer Horn, because Michael Harrison is running the annual convention for Talkers Magazine here at Hofstra University, which, by the way, those of you listening who are contemplating where to send your children or children that are looking for a good place to go, this is a great university on the, on the banks of the Long Island Sound, but it really isn't. It's on Long Island, but it's a long way from the water. But it's a neat place. It's kind of a warm, friendly place, and that's what we would like to have more of, frankly. You know, we're talking about COVID. One of the ancillary things going on here, I guess we could put COVID and the economy together for a few seconds. The RV makers, I have $14 billion in backlog orders. Can you imagine?
That's crazy.
That's
everybody wanted an RV last year.
Yeah. Well, this year, too, but they can't get them. Yeah. Because of the same thing with cars, the chips and all that other stuff. But boy, are these things are all over the road. And people, the danger here is that people don't know how to drive them. And that really is, I think that's one of the things that people are, down in Florida where you are, John, the people that, they don't know how to drive down there, period. Never mind an RV.
Well,
and
you're right, Doug. Yeah, let alone an RV. I-95, right. You take your life in your hands.
Ah, life in your hands. All right. Yeah, time's up, John. Thank you for being here. Good to have you on.
You're
again.
Welcome.
Victoria, have a great weekend. Thank you very much. It's 10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I hear these John Williams themes like this from E.T. Close Encounters, I think of that one too, Chucker. There's an emotion, I think, for me that's tied to these. And that's why Spielberg is as good as he is, putting all the elements together. You can't see a Spielberg movie without having some emotional connection to the players, to the story, to the music. You think that's how I feel. I wonder how you feel engaged.
No, I agree with you. And the reason we play that is Steven Spielberg's E.T. hit theaters this day, June 11th, 1982, became a huge box office hit that summer, well-deserved. Has radiated, I think, generationally. I don't know as much as The Wizard of Oz, but it's a great movie. I remember, about 5 or 6 years, or maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I did a birthday party for my daughter, who was about 10 years old at the time at the theater I'm involved in, invited all her schoolmates, had about 50 people down, and we watched E.T. on the big screen. And the resurrection scene when E.T. comes back to life, all the kids stood up and applauded. It was very, pretty powerful. And that was a great,
yeah.
So, you know, one other thing that Spielberg did right in that movie is the casting. I mean, Henry Thomas as Elliot was like a perfect cast. And then, Drew Barrymore as a little girl, Bertie, his sister. But the casting was fantastic, and it was a great, powerful, emotional summer experience back in 1982.
Yeah, sure was. Agreed that. So let's fast forward to this summer in Spielberg's West Side Story. I've lost touch of when that's supposed to come out. There's a lot of promotion.
December 10th. They had his first trailer about a month ago. It was supposed to come out last Christmas. Obviously got kicked forward because of COVID. The trailer looks fantastic. It's a teaser trailer, what they call it. Not a lot of footage, but enough to make you want to see, especially if you're a fan of the original great classic West Side Story movie.
Right. And what about the other Latin movie that's supposed to be out this summer?
Okay, that comes out this weekend, Into the Heights, which was a Broadway musical, now a movie produced by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who did Hamilton, made a fortune off Hamilton. Reviews are fantastic. It's like 97% positive on RottenTomatoes.com. It's tracking between $15 and $30 million opening weekend, simply because it's hard to gauge, because it opens also same day, Doug, is HBO Max. So if you have HBO Max, you could actually watch it at home. I'm going to go to my theater. We booked it to see it. And in another poll, which is interesting, 86% of all moviegoers polled say Into the Heights will be their first theatrical experience going back into a movie theater since pre-COVID. So more and more people are starting to venture into theaters, which is good for the industry. But I also read an article yesterday that a lot of theater owners around the country have written letters to the government, that Shutter grant, and which is going to give money to many theaters to help them stabilize themselves. But the money has been so slowly dispersed, Doug, that still a lot of theaters are in big trouble and cannot open the doors because they can't afford to pay their payroll or their back rent. And a lot of the landlords are holding out for the Shutter money. So it's really, you know, it's not a good scene ultimately, but hopefully, you know, months down the road, things will work out a lot better.
All right, so that movie is coming out. What else is this weekend on the hit parade?
That's basically it. That is the major release, Into the Heights, which I said is getting good reviews. I'm looking forward to going to see it. One other bit of movie news. Paramount Pictures and Blumhouse announced they're going to remake John Carpenter's 1983 horror film Christine, which was based on a Stephen King movie. Now, the movie wasn't great, but it was good, and it featured a fantastic performance by Keith Gordon in the lead character. But like everything goes, everything else is remade. So, yeah, they're going to remake it.
Yeah. All right. What else is being remade that's in the future
Speaking of Stephen King, they're also currently remaking Firestarter, which was not a good movie. Zac Efron is actually headlining that remake. But, you know, I do believe going forward in terms of production, a lot of what we're going to see in movie theaters, Doug, is going to be $200 million plus massive popcorn effects movies. And a lot of the character-driven stuff that might be nominated for Oscars is primarily going to play on streaming. So I think they're going to do a big divide between big attraction movies playing in theaters and more character-driven drama will be seen in the comfort of your living room.
But if that's the case, then how do they get anywhere with the Oscars? Because you can't get an Oscar unless it's in theaters.
What they'll do is they'll just put it. All they have to do is play it in a handful of theaters for a week, so that they'll be able to do.
All right, Chuck Curry with Movie Moments here on the DJV program. Chucker, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.